This is the emergency room of the main public hospital in the Lebanese capital. Only patients with life-threatening cases are being treated. Members of staff have been on strike for nearly a week. The country's two-year-old economic crisis led to the collapse of the local currency, and that's why they want better pay.
Our salaries are not enough for a decent standard of living. We can't even afford to pay for transport to get to work. We can't survive any longer.
They aren't the only ones struggling. Many people have sunk into poverty and have no financial safety net.
I don't think anyone can afford to admit a patient in a private hospital any longer. I would have had to sell property or an organ or beg for money to be able to admit my mother in a private facility.
That's why public hospitals are now at the forefront in providing health care. But they are underfunded and long neglected by successive governments accused of corruption that led to the economic collapse.
Political parties that are still in power today have systematically destroyed the state and emptied it of its institutional capacity to provide services to people on purpose in order for them to monopolize service provision.
The nearly bankrupt state is also failing to pay its dues to the National Social Security Fund. That's supposed to cover hospital fees for about 1.6 million private sector employees and their families.
If we don't find solutions, people will start selling their homes to pay for their hospital bills. Our fund is supposed to cover health care for a third of the population. But with the devaluation of the currency, it's the citizens who are paying 90% of the bill.
The government is also unable to buy diesel to run generators at public hospitals due to a severe electricity crisis. The United Nations is footing the bill.
Hospitals are also struggling to secure medicines and retain staff. An estimated 40% of doctors and 30% of nurses have left the country. The World Health Organization describes that exodus as alarming.
Those who remain say they, like the system, are stretched beyond limit. And unless their salaries are increased, medical services will be disrupted. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.